What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me. Joe Biden opened his mouth and said, maybe I shouldn't say it. Let's talk about it.
Are where they went. They caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And thank you everybody for being with me. My goodness. Joe Biden, it really looks like Joe Biden is going to take us into World War III. It really does. It looked like he's going to take us into World War III. And he's almost like not hiding the fact. And like I told everyone, with all this information that just recently came out about, you know, the Durham report, the FBI, I said it would not surprise me if they go to the extreme, if they were not to do something. You know, something's going to happen, right? They have to do something. They need something to happen. They need something to take place in order for all this chaos to take place. Let me share this first one with you with Joe Biden talking about these F-16. He's talking about the F-16s that's possibly going to go to Ukraine. Now, Putin has already made it clear that if the United States of America provide F-16s to Ukraine, that it means that it's going to be the United States of America will be at war with Russia. Now, we are technically, if you ask me, we are already at war with Russia. It's just a proxy war. And we've had proxy wars for forever, right? We've always had proxy wars. But now, it's like they're taking it to the next level. Now, they're going to be like, okay, we're going to go full on war if Ukraine receives these F-16s. It's pretty bad. Listen to what Joe Biden says about the F-16s.
So, and it will proceed. I can't, I think I do know, but I'm not going to tell you because that would not be a smart thing to do either.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? He's like, well, maybe I shouldn't say, right? He's like, I don't want to let the cat out the bag. Do you think that the when you have the Russians looking at that, that they're not going to really be paying any attention to that? Really? Do you think they're not going to be paying any attention to that? Of course they are. Of course they are. You know they're going to be paying attention to it. What do you think, Shannon? You think Russia's like dumb enough to be like, well, it's okay. He's just going to give them F-16s. It's fine.
I mean, I'm surprised that Putin hasn't already said we're at war with them. I mean, to be honest with you, we've given them weapons. I mean, we've trained their soldiers. I mean, we've done so much. But I do agree that the F-16 thing, you know, that's... But it will take years, honestly, for them to... Unless we're already training them. I mean, unless we already have them here and training on them, you know, anticipating that we're going to ship them over. But do you know how much money those planes are?
You know what?
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if we were already doing that because they brought Ukrainians over here to train them for the tanks. Uh-huh. Remember? So they're like, well, since we have them here for the tanks, we'll just tell the world that, hey, they're only here to learn how to operate tanks.
And I don't
think we won't tell them about the F-16s. We'll just tell them tanks.
Yeah.
We're not putting past them at all.
You know what? The thing is, we're in trouble here in America, right? Debt is a huge problem for us. And so to me, we shouldn't be sending them money, which he also promised $350 million more, plus F-16s. Come on. It's just what?
It's just what? Say it.
It's maddening.
It is maddening.
There's no other words. You know, he won't sit down and talk to the Republicans here in the United States, but he'll sit down and talk to Zelensky and promise him more money. I mean, he's talking to all these people that aren't really doing anything for America, to be honest with you. And he says that the Republicans in Washington are our biggest problem. Our biggest problem is Biden.
Yeah, 100%. And these Democrats. 100%. That's the biggest problem in America. And, you know, Joe Biden just here recently said the biggest threat in America, and he was saying it to black people, that it's white supremacy. But the biggest threat in America are the ones that's destroying America. White supremacy. Do y'all actually know any white supremacists? I mean, do anybody? I mean,
you. I know you. You're an Uncle Tom. You're a king. You know, you're a white supremacist.
Yeah. You know, those kind of words that get my channel taken down. So, listen. This is really ridiculous because Joe Biden will want everyone to believe that it's white people that's...
You ain't black.
You know, that's the problem. You know, he'll want everyone to believe that white supremacy is the biggest problem. But no, the Democrats are. They have this whole Build Back Better again where they're destroying the country. Right? And it's going to get a lot worse. Talking about getting a lot worse, our southern border... The southern border is getting a lot worse. And all of the people that are coming in, because you know the liberal mainstream media, they don't talk about it. So the people that really need to see this, they don't ever see it. They don't know what's happening. But then when they do see something about the southern border, guess who they're blaming? Who do you think the Democrats are blaming for the chaos on the southern border? They never take responsibility for their actions. They never do. Listen to Mayor Adams all the way in New York as he's talking about the southern border crisis.
The numbers are really alarming when you look at it. But the problem here is on several levels. Number one, we have to be honest, the Republican Party, they have blocked real comprehensive immigration reform.
Let me stop it right there. You hear him? He said the Republican Party, they've stopped immigration reform. The Republicans want you to come through the front door. All of the Democrats, again, and I've repeated this so many times, the Democrats just want to have open borders. The Democrats believe that a border wall is racist. Yet they have a lot of these leftist liberals, progressives live around in gated communities. And they don't want any of them coming to their homes. Now he's complaining because of people showing up and he's saying we just need to provide them jobs. Well, what about the jobs the American people should be able to have access to? They're bringing all these people in there and it's all by design. I'm telling you right now, it's all by design.
This is not sustainable. This needs to be addressed. But in the short time, we need to allow those who come to the country to be able to work. If we could allow them to work, it would take the pressure and responsibility off of the local cities.
You hear this? We need to allow them to come into the country and allow them to work. Next, we're going to be saying we need to allow them to come into the country and we need to allow them to vote. See, that's what it really comes down to. When you hear the left talking about voter suppression, that's who they're talking about, because they're not talking about American citizens who can go vote. They're talking about non-American citizens that can't vote when they talk about voter suppression, because everybody that I know that's black, they have a driver license. A lot of them go to the liquor store. A lot of them get on airplanes. A lot of them hold a job. So it's not the fact that they don't have ID so they can't vote. They're wanting these people that shouldn't be here in the first place.
We spent over $1 billion and we're looking to spend over $4 billion in the upcoming year. This is not sustainable for us, and we believe it's not right for the people of this city. FEMA allocated out of the $350 million, only $30 million went to New York City. So we receive the large sum of migrants in our city, but we're not getting the funding to match. The plan on our bordering states is simply use the money from FEMA to bus migrants to New York City. That is just not a workable solution.
Well, why don't you reach out to your buddy, your pal in the White House and tell him to close the border? Then you wouldn't be talking about this. You could really address the crime that's happening in New York. But you don't want to do that either. You'd rather point the finger at Republicans and say that Republicans are the reason why we're having the crisis at the border. And it's because of Republicans why we have all these people coming to New York and we don't have jobs for them. This is an invasion of our country. Now, I've said it so many times. A lot of people say, yeah, well, we already know. But we can't stop talking about it because they want us to stop talking about it while they continue doing it. Help me understand that. I've had so many people in the past go, Will, we need to stop just talking about it. Really? Stop talking about it while they do it. Just allow it to happen. Just ignore it. Maybe, just maybe it'll go away. It hasn't gone away yet, and they're not going to allow it to go away. Talking about another problem that's more than likely not going to go away, the FBI. The FBI has become the weaponization, the strong arm for the Democrat Party. But it's become so bad, you even have the progressive liberal news even talking about it, that the FBI, something probably should be done. Because they know very well that if the Republicans vamp the FBI and the Republicans start putting conservatives in there, then these tyrannical leftist, socialist, communist, Democrats, every last one of them, will have a problem with the FBI, because the FBI would no longer be the strong arm of the Democrat Party. That's not a good thing. So now they're really, truly trying to act like they need to fix it. See, long as the FBI is doing a bidding of the Democrat Party, there's no problem. Everything is as it should be. Look at this one with Chuck Todd. All right, listen to what he says about the FBI.
Look, trust in the FBI is eroding left and right.
Really?
Feels like we're in the moment that we need a real church committee, that this is a moment like when the J. Edgar Hoover FBI clearly was no longer helping the American people. There was a moment. This feels like we might be in one of those moments.
You hear that? Sound like it might be one of those moments. Really? You think just maybe might be one of those moments? Really? Now they're saying this after 2016, 2018, 2020, 2022. Now they're saying it going into the 2024. They're trying to act like it. But see, they don't want the FBI to change. They just want to make sure the FBI continue doing what they're doing. And if they can't continue doing what they're doing, then they want to really look at it to see how they can make it even worse for the American people. Now, the FBI has been caught red-handed. I guess in this case, it'd be blue-handed. With all of the criminal activities that they've been doing, they've actually been spying on the American people. So they have this policy in place, and I didn't know about this. This all just came to light. And Mayorkas is actually calling for the extension of it, because to my understanding, it's supposed to run out this December. But instead of them looking at foreign adversaries, they've actually used this policy to look at and spy on Americans without a warrant. They're just doing it because they can. And Mayorkas is saying, hey, we need to keep this in place because they look at you, the American people, as the threat to their so-called democracy. Listen to this. Listen to this. If this doesn't infuriate you, then you don't have blood running through your veins.
Overstepped its authority in conducting investigations against Americans. Good evening. Welcome to Washington. I'm Brett Baer. Breaking tonight, new allegations that the FBI overstepped its authority in conducting investigations against American citizens. And not just a few times. We're talking in the hundreds of thousands of times. Correspondent David Spahn is at the Justice Department tonight with the breaking details. Good evening, David.
Brett, good evening. This story is quite something. This court document released just a few hours ago found that the FBI misused a popular digital surveillance tool on everyday Americans more than 278,000 times in 2020 going into 2021.
Did y'all hear that number? Did y'all hear that number? Did you hear the number, Shannon?
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy.
A quarter of a million times that they used it against the American people.
Abused it.
And this is only supposed to be for foreign adversaries, you know, like
China
and
Russia.
Right? And other ones, Iran, Venezuela, right? For foreign adversaries, not the American people, because the left, they see us as adversaries.
We're specifically talking about Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, also known as FISA. It gives the FBI and other agencies the ability to digitally surveil without a court order or a warrant. We now know the FBI used the tool on people connected to the civil unrest following the death of George Floyd on the streets of the United States, those involved in the January 6th Capitol attack, even political donors. According to the court, a redacted name or names, quote, conducted a batch query for over 19,000 donors to a congressional campaign. The analyst who ran the query advised that the campaign was a target of foreign influence, but the National Security Division determined that only 8 identifiers used in the query had sufficient ties to foreign influence activities to comply with the querying standard. The judge wrote that the problems were persistent and widespread and, quote, it may become necessary to consider other responses such as substantially limiting the number of FBI personnel with access to unminimized Section 702 information. Federal intelligence officials are pushing hard and begging Congress practically to fully re-up Section 702, all in the name of safety. It expires December 31st of this year.
Now, listen, this is when it gets to this dude here, Mayorkas. Now, let me remind you, they use this they abused this and used this to spy on American people.
They weaponized it.
They have weaponized it against the American people. Now, listen to what he says. We know that they weaponized it against the American people, not foreign adversaries, against the Americans.
It is critical that Congress fully renew Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which provides fast, reliable, and specific insights that enhance our understanding of the threats posed by our adversaries.
You hear this? Posed by our adversaries. So who are the adversaries? Oh, MAGA Republicans, conservatives, Christians. That's who they're going after. Parents. That's who their adversaries are. Not foreign adversaries, the American people. Maybe they believe that all of us that are Christians, conservative, that we're foreign adversaries, that we should not even be here.
We're seeing some bipartisan action on Capitol Hill, Republicans and Democrats not happy. Congressman Jerry Nadler said today the FBI has promised changes before, quote, without significant changes to the law to prevent this abuse, I will oppose the reauthorization of this authority. Now, government data, and I'm reading it now, shows the FBI conducted approximately 204,000 queries, a 94% drop from 2021 going into 2022, citing that they've made some changes. In a statement we just got from the FBI, they quote the director, Christopher Wray, saying this is, quote, completely unacceptable. But Brett, no doubt this caps off a difficult week for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which began criticism from the Durham report on Monday. And of course, those FBI whistleblowers yesterday. Now we have this story today about these surveillance.
Surveilling the American people. This is no different than the 1940s Germany. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? This is exactly what's happening here in 1940s Germany. They're implementing it all right in front of our faces. And Mayorkas is calling and saying, we need to renew this so we can continue to do this to the American people. That dude needs to go to prison. Straight up need to go to prison. Not only for that, but for the other crap that he's done. Him and the whole lot of them. If not going to prison, at least they need to, for the very least, they need to be removed from office immediately. Immediately. They're not doing a service at all for the American people. They're doing a disservice. But you know what? Again, that's part of the plan. That's part of the agenda of taking the United States of America down. Let me ask you this. What do you think about your dollars going to the World Bank? What do you think about that? Now, hear me out. We've already had several banks here in the United States of America pretty much collapse, default, because they were making bad loans, bad investments, and then they default. And then, starting with the one in California in San Francisco, they bailed that bank out. because a lot of leftists and communists in
China
was connected to that. So they bailed him out. So now here we are. You have the World Bank. Why in the world would we, give money, tax U.S. taxpayer dollars, to the World Bank? Why would we do that? Because they're gearing up for the next plan. What? Look at this one, Joe Biden. Joe Biden straight up says that he's going to give him millions of dollars to the World Bank people. This is the world government we're talking about. The world, the new world order. The one, you know, the whole new world order that they say was a conspiracy theory, and now they all embrace it. That one.
And yesterday I announced that the United States plans to contribute another $250 million to the pandemic fund at the World Bank to make sure the world is better prepared to prevent, detect, and respond to future pandemics.
So we're going to give money to the World Bank so they can do the future plan. What? So they can deal with the future plan. We're giving money to the World Bank. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that one. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Again, just like everything else, they're ushering in this one world global system right in front of our faces, and we're all supposed to just go along with it. We're not supposed to acknowledge it. We're supposed to act like it's just the norm. This is what's supposed to happen. Don't even fight it. Don't even ask any questions about it. Because if you ask any questions, then something's wrong with you for questioning what the leftist radical progressives are doing. You're questioning it. Something's wrong with you. Especially when it comes to the big tech. You can't question anything that comes from the left, because then there's something wrong with you. Talking about questioning something. Did you know that the NAACP, they put a warning out to people like Will Johnson and
people of color
not to go to Florida? Really? I've been to Florida many times and I've never had an issue. Before I was into talking about what's happening in our day-to-day lives as far as religion and politics, I've been to Florida, and I've been to Florida multiple times after that. Florida is not a racist state. Where are they getting this from? They're pushing this narrative that Florida is racist, and I'm pretty sure they're going to start kicking it up for Texas as well, right? But they have a lot of Democrats here in Texas. The reason why they're doing it in Florida, because in 2022, a lot of Republicans pretty much swept the state. So now they're trying to say the whole entire state is racist. Listen to this from the NAACP telling people like Will Johnson not to go to Florida. Now I really want to go to Florida, even more so. And if you are
people of color,
don't listen to these leftist radical idiots trying to tell you you can't go somewhere, you shouldn't go somewhere because it's racist.
NAACP has issued a travel advisory for Florida, and it's urging the black community to avoid visiting or moving to the Sunshine State. According to the statement, the advisory comes in direct response to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis's, quote, aggressive attempts to erase black history. And it calls Florida openly hostile toward African Americans, people of color, and the LGBTQ individuals. CNN has reached out to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for comment, but did not receive a response.
You see that? They're telling them not to go. Telling them not to go. Imagine that. How does that work? So black people, don't go to Florida. Don't go to Florida. Well, let's listen to a representative from the great state of Florida. This young man. Let's hear what he has to say. Because all of this is causing the division that they want. They want the division. They're like pushing for the division. Listen to what he has to say.
And they use the fear and the anger of something in our country that was disgusting. You know, black people being discriminated against in America, slavery, Jim Crow, etc., has all been terrible. Mm-hmm. But what they're doing now is they're weaponizing that history. They're weaponizing that deep-seated anger for political gain today. And that's what's dividing our country. And we got to get past this. Look, we got people in our country, whether you're black, you're white, you're Hispanic. The number one thing we all want is we want our kids to thrive and be successful. We want to be able to earn money in our careers, start a business, and just live life in harmony and peace. But when you have a political party who tries to look at everything through the vein of race, and when these stories pop up, they start showing up at every funeral that's going on or being involved in every story that's happening, that's the stuff that is actually dividing our country more than anything else.
Yeah. But you know what? That's the agenda. They try to do everything they can to divide the country. Florida is not a racist state. Texas is not a racist state. Arkansas is not a racist state. Oklahoma is not a racist state. California? No, it's not a racist state. The United States of America is not a racist country. But if you listen to those on the left, they have you believe that it is racist. You know what it makes me think about? And some of y'all probably seen me go out and do Man on the Street, right? And I do Man on the Street, and I have to have conversations with a lot of black people. And a lot of them will say that America is racist, you know, because of the history. But they never acknowledge who did all the racism in the past. They kind of like leave all that out. It's like they get, you know, they lose their brain cells when it goes to that. They just kind of fall off. But I had conversations with them, and I asked them a question. I said, well, if America is so racist, why are you here? Why are you here if America is so racist? And then I asked them another question. Can you name one other nation on the planet where black people have it as well as they do in the United States of America? Just one. Just one. Where do black people have it better than they do in America? And see, when those wheels start turning, it's like sometimes they'll throw a wrench in it, you know, to stop the wheels from turning because they don't want to have to think. They don't want their minds to go, well, maybe I am wrong. Oh, I am wrong. I am wrong. Throw a wrench in there. Stop it from turning. It happens all the time. I see it happen all the time. They didn't want to change the subject. Because there's not a single nation on the planet where black people don't have it as well as they do in the United States of America. Why do you think everybody wants to get to America? Look at our southern border. Everybody wants to get to America. And the ones that don't want to get to America and they hate America, they want to destroy it. So they have some kind of feelings about America. Love it or hate it. It's one or the other. One or the other. Okay. All right. So I know on YouTube, I set up my Nightbot. It's my fault. And I thought I had it set up correctly, but I'm going to have to go through there and look at it again. My producer, she vamped the Nightbot. She vamped it. So I'm going to have to go through. I do apologize if it was, I don't think it was messing with anybody, right? I'm talking about on YouTube. I think it was just, you know, putting out, I configured it incorrectly, something I did wrong. But, yeah, it's telling me like some of the commands that I put in there doesn't exist. And I'm like, okay, so I'm gonna have to go back and research it to figure out what I did wrong. But it shouldn't have blocked anyone from saying any comments or anything. So that should have been fine.
He didn't tell me who Nightbot was. I'm like,
she go, who's Nightbot?
Who's Nightbot?
And I said,
what are
it's
talking
me.
About?
I said, it's me. She go, I removed it.
So, I'm like, oh, what are you saying?
It's so
like,
she vamped it. She removed it. And I'm like, okay. So, but it wasn't working properly. It's my fault. But did we get anyone to bless us, Shannon?
Oh, let me look. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me say this real quick. And do you have this where you can put up on a website? On my website, everybody, let me tell you this real quick. Do any of y'all ever invest into like gold and, you know, silver? Now, I have, just to be honest with you, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not, you know what, you can talk to whoever it is that you want to talk to about it. But one thing that I've been doing, I've been trying to get a green thumb. Do I look like I would have a green thumb? You know, I hope y'all are hitting my thumb, you know, on Rumble and YouTube. I hope you're hitting my thumb on there. But I'm trying to get a green thumb, just like the one on Rumble. So I've been growing some, you know, some onions and some broccoli and some I like spicy stuff too. And I have some serranos. So I've been trying to get a green thumb, trying to play around with it. Because, and the reason why I brought it up, because with everything that's going on, right? You have the banks collapsing, you know, and the people telling you buy gold and silver, which I don't have, I think you probably should. But what do you do between? Because gold and silver is from, you buy gold here and silver, but gold and silver is for when you get to here. What do you do in here, in between? You need to be able to grow food, right? My personal, this is what I'm doing. Let's put it up on the screen. And if you can scroll down on it for me, if you go to uniteamericafirst.com and click on conservative shop and you scroll down for me, right there on the right-hand side, right there next to me, right there. You see that? I have it on my website, some of the things that I've been doing, and that's purchasing seeds. These are organic seeds. Organic seeds.
Heirloom seeds.
Yes. So they have everything on there. It's not even just food on it. They have flowers on there, which I thought was really interesting.
They have herbs.
Herbs and spices. So if you haven't already, take a look at it. UniteAmericaFirst.com, right? And click on conservative shop. And just scroll down just a little bit and click on the seeds. You'll be surprised on how reasonable the seeds are.
Yeah, like for carrots, it's like $3.25.
Yeah, I was looking at it. I'm like, man, this is pretty. But you know what? I've really been kind of enjoying it. And for those of you that have gardens and those of you that have plant stuff before, you're like, yes, Will, it's such a satisfaction on watching them grow and watching them start to blossom and, you know, produce something. And then being able to consume it and eat it, knowing that, hey, you know what's on it. You know what's on it. So it's really fun. I like getting my hands and getting in the dirt. And I'm like, here I am, you know, playing in dirt. But you know what? People understand. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on conservative shop, and check it out. Check them out.
Yeah, use our link, please, because it's our sponsor link. Yep. And you get 10% off with coupon code Will.
Yep, use promo code Will. Use promo code Will. If it's first one. This first one I have for you. I played this last week. I want y'all to listen to this. This is with Cori Bush, right? Listen to what she says. And this is all about them pushing reparations, right? And I'm not going to play all of this, but actually I will. It's just a short clip, but listen.
United States has a moral and legal obligation to provide reparations for the enslavement of Africans. Black people in our country cannot wait any longer for our government to begin addressing each and every one of the extraordinary bits of harm, all of the harm it has caused since the founding.
You hear that? So, again, they never talk about how it was white Democrats that did all the terrible things to black people and white people and Indians. It was the white Democrats, that mentality. And that same mentality exists today that it's got people like her to control, to keep pushing this racial division out there, this narrative. And it's causing so much division in the country. You have people like this woman here. Let's put up on the screen. Yeah, people like this one that absorb this nonsense. And then they want to blame white people. Now, she's going to tell you in this video, she said, if white people, we don't get our reparations, basically, we don't get our money, you're not going to like it. What? So she's actually putting a threat out to white people. Now you understand why I couldn't put this on Facebook and YouTube. Listen.
White people. Come here. Come here. Y'all need to sue the government. And I'm going to tell you why. Now. They owe us, black people, reparations. But they owe y'all, too. They got y'all around here saying the N-word and stuff. People are knocking y'all ass out left and right. You got a lot of issues going on, white people. Y'all got a lot of issues going on. But guess who's in fault? The government. Remember when y'all stormed in that Capitol? And y'all was angry and y'all defecated all over the different offices and stuff in there. Remember when y'all killed that lady?
You hear this? She said the white people defecated all in the Capitol, which
I never is heard
not
that.
True. I mean, again, not true. And then she's saying that white people killed that lady. She's talking about Ashley Babbitt, which again is not true. It was a black thug that killed Ashley Babbitt. This is a prime example of ignorant black people not knowing the truth, just regurgitating a lie that they heard and think that they have everything in order. Her mind, her brain cells are completely out of order. Listen.
Remember that? This is bigger than that, because in the next 50 years or so, black people is going to be beating your goddamn asses every fucking where. You don't want that.
I apologize.
And the government owes you, because the government, they're the ones who owe the black people reparations. Listen. If we don't get our reparations soon,
listen,
it's going to be bad. We're done talking about what happened. We all know what happened. Critical race theory, all of it. Hey. Get us our, run us our money. Run us our money, because in a minute, it's going to be very bad. It's going to be very bad. And I don't know what's going to happen to you, white people. I don't know what's going to happen to you.
Let me ask you something,
Will. She
doesn't
know what's going to happen to you. What does that even mean?
If they get, let's say they got reparations, do you think all of a sudden their mentality would change? Like they would be like, okay, now I'm fully satisfied that the world is now equal, right? No. That all is well because I got some money in the bank.
No.
Give me a break.
You know what would happen?
They're going to spend it all and want more.
That's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to want more because, and then they're going to complain after, especially, you know why they want more? Because if they were to do the $14 trillion in reparations, $14 trillion, if they were to do that, the price of eggs and milk and meat and vehicles, every single thing that we purchase, your light bills, every single thing, the water bill, everything will go through the roof. Because they say, oh, these black people, they have the money. See, black people, these ignorant, stupid black people think that if they get all this money that the government will give them, that everything will stay the price of everything what it is now, and they'll just be able to buy whatever it is that they want. A vehicle that costs $30,000 right now, if that were to happen, a vehicle that costs $30,000 will automatically go up to $200,000. You understand what I'm telling you? Because if the government is just giving out money like that, it's going to go up to $200,000, $230,000 for a $30,000 vehicle. That's just the way it works.
And you know what, Will? It doesn't make sense to me because, first of all, she says it's the government's fault, which you just saw Cori Bush, who is in government,
yes,
make it make sense. So it's not just white people in this case. But then, too, how she know that she even is a descendant of somebody that was enslaved, because not everybody in America was enslaved. And how does she know that she wasn't a descendant from one of the blacks who owned slaves? Yeah. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Yeah.
You know what it is? It's that they have a slave mentality.
That's what it is.
And they believe that they're still enslaved. These black people walking around today think that there's slave masters walking around. When they keep screaming, white supremacists, they have in their mind that these white supremacists will possibly enslave them. What else would it be? What else could it be? They're the ones talking about, the biggest threat in the country are white supremacists. So what do white supremacists do? They kill and enslave black people. So they have to have it in their mind that they're still slaves. And a lot of them mentally are slaves. Did you hear about the Berkeley graduation? Did y'all hear what took place in Berkeley? Now, I remember when Ron DeSantis in 2018, he said we can't be mucking around with our politics, and the left, they took that as he was being racist. And I did a video on Fascist Book, and I said, he's not being racist. Everyone had heard that expression before. You can't be monkeying around. I've heard that all my life. You don't be monkeying around. Teachers used to say it. Everyone used to say it. But it's the left that associate monkeys with black people. It's always been the left associating monkeys with black people. Now, look at this. Look at this. This is in Berkeley. They had an all black, black exclusive graduation. No white people were able to go. This is discrimination. They've created segregation. And because black people creating the segregation, the white liberal Democrats are excited about it because they've been wanting segregation all along. They can't do it because then you have the NAACP, you have the ACLU, you have CNN, MSNBC, all the rest of them talking about, why won't you allow black people to graduate here? You're trying to hold black people back. But if they get black people to do it, stupid black people to do it, then it's okay. But then when stupid black people do it, here's the reason why I bring up the monkey. Look how this dude is jumping out here on the stage. What's he doing? What is he doing? So then you go out there and act like it. And then if you acknowledge it, then they say something's wrong with you.
Aramis Anderson.
Now watch this.
Said the last shall be first and the first shall be last.
Now, Shannon, have you ever seen National Geographic?
Oh yeah.
You seen National National Geographic when, you know, they're showing the apes and the monkeys out in the wilderness? I'm serious. You seen it, right?
Yeah, I've seen it.
What have you ever seen when they hold the sticks in their hands, you know? Just watch. Because look, it kind of reminds me of National Geographic. I'm just saying.
Wow. Receiving a Bachelor of Arts in Disciplinary Studies field.
Look.
Political Economy. Legal Studies and African American Studies.
What does that mean?
Disbursement and
What does that even mean?
Oh, I think he was just yelling like him too. Was he just grunting? What was that? Did you see that?
That was me.
No. He opened his mouth.
Oh, he probably was. I know what it is. It's like probably like some sorority or frat thing. But the point is that they excluded no white people. Were able to walk across the stage and get the diploma during that. If the white people did that, oh my goodness, it would be World War III. But they found it easy to get stupid black people to do it. Then they're like, well, if we get black people to do it, then we don't have to do it. No one is going to come against them. No one is going to say this is bad. White people are not going to say anything.
I mean, it's totally against segregation laws. I mean, this is what the whole civil rights movement was about. So we don't segregate people.
Yes.
So we come together as one country, as one people, where people are...
But they want segregation.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
The white Democrat has been wanting segregation all along, and now all they've done now is just get stupid black people to do it for them. That's all that it is. We'll get them to do it for us. And no one will complain. No one will say otherwise. Am I wrong? No. Let me play this next one for you. This is like the most idiotic, dumbest, stupidest, retarded, insane video you can think of. Look at this lady. So I'm pretty sure y'all have seen this. And if you haven't seen this, you'd be like in for a surprise here. So she's like a legislator. And where she's bringing up an issue that has nothing to do with nothing, because the left, they have nothing to do other than bring in wokeism. They don't. Watch.
We belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. You belong here.
You know what? There's no such thing as trans people. Did you know that, Shannon? There's no such thing. It's just individuals that have been indoctrinated to believe that there's something other than what God created them to be. That's all that it is. There's no such thing as trans people.
Amen.
No such thing as trans women. No such thing as trans men. It's just individuals that are
pretending used, to be used something to be, that they're not.
Yeah, used to be when they would have these type of that type of thinking, and they were like, you know, they ended up in a padded room, the same asylum. You know, they used to create it for these people, but now they've changed all of that. They changed all of that. What do you think about men competing against women in sports, Shannon? What do you think about that? Do you think it's okay?
No, I think that physically, men typically are more physically capable of doing, you know, they're stronger. They're built different.
The lungs fill up with air.
I mean, they have more muscle mass. The
muscle mass.
You know, more, they have upper body strength.
Yes.
More than females.
Yeah, the adrenaline. I mean, they just, you know, can do more. Well, listen to this, because this dude here, he's like, he's this, listen, this is it's really disturbing.
What does it mean to kind of realize, you know, something everybody wants to do? Everybody's goal is always, you know, if we get to the state finals, that would be great. What does that mean, just to know that you're going to have that chance to, one, compete there, and another, you know, who knows what happens? You know, who knows what happens?
I mean, it's definitely so cool. It's, I never thought I'd get to this point. When I started a couple of years ago, I was like, 3 miles, I'm never going to run that. And now I'm getting to states, and it's just, it's kind of surreal looking back on it, and it's just so cool. And I'm kind of just very proud of myself for being able to work through it every day and get to this point.
How do you be proud of that?
Right?
How do you, you know, go and say, I work so hard to beat out these other females in my category, and I worked 3 years to beat them, and now I'm going to state, and this is California. I'm going to state because I worked so hard beating out the females that should be there. How do you even fix your mind and your mouth to even say that?
I know, right? Especially is like, to me, because I look at men differently. You know, I'm a godly woman, so I look at them in a godly way. I don't see how he can say, oh, I conquered a woman, right?
Yeah, like, that's exactly what it is.
Good for me. Good for me.
I conquered women, females.
Yeah. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, it is pretty disturbing. It is pretty disturbing.
And you know, for me, for a female, think how frustrating that is. You know, they always talk about, oh, the mental health of the trans people. But what about the mental health of the people that have no choice in this situation? They're sitting there suffering because one person thinks they're something that they're not. Right?
Yeah.
And so here they are on an uneven playing field. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what the left is always complaining about, right? Uneven playing fields.
Yep.
But yet here they create uneven playing fields because it's pandering to a certain...
And it's a small certain that's group very, of yeah. people. Well, a small.
I mean, these days, I think they're creating them. I mean, they're creating an environment where people feel they're something that they're not. I think it's...
Well, it's still a small group compared to the rest, but there's a lot. Yeah. There's a huge group that's supporting this mental health issue, supporting it. It used to be saying, man, these people need to get help. Now it's today. It's like, embrace it. Embrace it. Did y'all hear about Fox News? Did you hear about Fox News? Fox News, a leaked document from Fox News, one of their policy changes. Apparently, they've gone completely woke. Did you hear about this, Shannon? Fox News went completely woke, everybody. They're even telling people in the office at Fox News that, hey, if you want to come in there dressed like a woman, you can. If you want to act like a woman, you can. They're embracing it. Fox News has become inclusive.
You know, and it's weird to me because their huge success has been off of the conservative,
yes,
you know, body of America. And here they are switching, and they've been like number one, right? So now they're switching it up. And I feel sorry for the people that are there that are Christians. Like you have, you know, Faulkner. She's a huge Christian, right? She just wrote a book. And I can imagine that she's reading this going, what is happening? Right? Yeah. It's coming to their doorstep.
Yeah.
And once you open the door, will you?
It's actually
you and I
at
say,
the doorstep, it's already on the inside
once
because the door has been
opened. Once you open the door, the floodgates are coming.
Yep.
Fox News is evilness.
Fox News is gone. I mean, I'm just kind of curious. So I'm looking in the comments here on Rumble. What do you guys and gals think about Fox News? Lalo says Hannity going to put on a dress. You know, I don't want to see it. I'm wondering, maybe they'll start doing, you know, maybe they'll start drinking Bud Light live while they're on Fox News. How many of y'all, do y'all still watch Fox News? I don't even watch Fox News. I didn't watch Fox News when Tucker was on there. Every now and then, I would, you know, every blue moon, I would watch Tucker if I were to catch him, right? But other than that, I wouldn't watch Fox News. I would watch like highlights and clips and stuff because sometimes I share that with everybody, just like everybody sees little clips and stuff. But I wouldn't purposely go and watch Fox News. But Fox News has gone completely woke. They got rid of Tucker and it's like, well, that's not enough. Let's go even further. And yeah. I'm wondering, how did they not think sending a memo out telling them that, hey, you need to be more inclusive to trans with inside the company. And if you are trans, that you should show up to work because you should feel included to show up to work dressed as something that you're not. I mean, did they not think that was not going to get leaked out? That's the problem now with Fox News. They're upset because it got leaked out.
You know, it's really sad because, to be honest, Will, I don't even know of a news. I mean, I guess you have OWN that's pretty conservative and stands strong. Rumble, which I don't think gets enough credit. Of course, they're not broadcasted everywhere, but Rumble's awesome. What Real America's Voice has got some decent people on there. Newsmax has been proven to be towing the line.
Well, Newsmax is, you know, they're repeating Fox News because they believe that, well, if we do what Fox News did, then we'll get everyone to come to us. A lot of people don't know about Newsmax. Newsmax gave Will Johnson a copyright strike on YouTube.
Yeah, because you did commentary on one of their videos.
Yeah, I did commentary and they gave me a copyright strike. And I'm like, what?
We're on the same side. We thought.
What? Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, wow, is Newsmax watching Will Johnson? Apparently so, because they gave me a copyright strike.
I mean, it's
ridiculous.
It's going to the independent news people, like
you LFA know TV.
I mean, Tucker went to Twitter. I mean, he's like, I'll listen. There's nowhere
and you
I
know
can
what?
Go
yeah, and
where
it's
I'm
been,
gonna have free speech.
Yep. And it's been pretty quiet right now. It's been pretty quiet with Tucker right now because you know they're doing stuff in the background.
Oh, yeah.
They're creating a Twitter network powered by Twitter. And as soon as it comes out and they start rolling, it's going to get millions of views. People are going to tune in. And the left, they're going to lose their everlasting rabbit minds. Talking about something else that the left is losing their minds on. Look at this. This young lady went into Target because Target's been, you know, showing all of the sodomite LGBT crap. Look what this lady discovered in Target, right? I never go in Target to the kids section, so I don't ever see it. At least I didn't before. So next time I go in Target, I might have to go take a look.
We're at Target right now, and there's a lot of controversy going on about all of the Pride stuff that's coming out with kids' clothes and things like that. So we're going to go to the kids' section, and we're actually going to see if they're putting weird, creepy, uncomfy stuff on children's clothing. Okay, this is the child section. This is literally the kids' section. I'm next to a literal onesie that says whatever the hell that means. We have Glad You Came Out and I'm So Happy That You're Queer in the kids section. Are you kidding me? I'm sorry, but pride and toddler don't belong in the same sentence. So I found an extra small swimsuit in the child section. It says light binding effect on it. And then the bottoms in the kids section, keep in mind, say tuck friendly construction.
Wow.
They're giving it to your kids. If that doesn't give you a reason to boycott Target, I don't know what does, but this shit's getting out of hand. They're targeting children, whether you like it or not, and it's time that people actually do something about it. Because if they don't, then guess what? That shit won't just be in Target, it'll be in every store ever.
Yep. I'm sorry about the language too. I'm sorry. But yeah, she's right. It'll be in every store. You know, you open the door just a little bit and they bring it all in. And they bring it all in because if no one says anything, oh, it must be acceptable. We get to say it. Must be acceptable. Hey, let me tell you about Mammoth Nation. This is something that I've been really doing myself. Please, I'm going to tell you about Mammoth Nation. Have you heard of Mammoth Nation? Kind of weird, right? When I first heard about it, I'm like, what is this Mammoth Nation? Then I started looking at it. Mammoth Nation is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. And I'm thinking, what better way to stop supporting woke companies like Target? I just talked about it, Target, than to support businesses that support America and its people. Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned and operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. Isn't this what we want? Right? Isn't this what we want? But in order for them to do that, we have to support American-based businesses. Just to name a few items that you can take advantage of on their website. Hotel, training gear, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, gun accessories, and so much more. Visit Mammoth Nation and use promo code WILL to get a 30% discount on your membership. Okay, Mammoth Nation, use promo code WILL to get a 30% discount on your membership. Or you can just click on the link that I have right here on Rumble. Click on the link below. Just click on Mammoth Nation and take advantage of it. They got some really awesome stuff on there. If you're going to be traveling, I'm telling you, the hotels. And if you do the membership, the first time you do something, it kind of like it pays for itself.
It does. And the membership for 1 year ends up being $20.
And it's for 1 year, right?
For 1 year. And you're supporting a conservative shopping platform. These people even donate to candidates and everything else. So it's a good company to support.
Yep. Check it out. Mammothnation.com. Okay, everybody, we are at the end. Thank you so much for being with us. Please, if you haven't already, can y'all hit the thumbs up for me here on Rumble? Hit the thumbs up. It helps with the algorithms. They have algorithms, but they actually work and they actually help. Stay safe. Okay, stay strong. Stay away from these crazy woke liberals doing everything wrong. We just talked about it.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in a day, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1. stressed out, can't sleep, body aches, low energy, constipation, MRA products can help. This company combines ancient natural wisdom with modern day scientific innovations to develop all natural mental wellness products that support vigor, happiness, stress resilience, mental performance, and whole body wellness. For years, studies have shown all illness begins in the gut, including heart issues, diabetes, stress, insomnia, ADHD, and hormonal imbalance. Amare is 100% organic and made in the USA. Among other kits, they have Energy Pack, Foundation Kit, the Mental Wellness Kit. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/wellness. Once again, uniteamericafirst.com/wellness. Start feeling better with Amare.